The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Craig here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Hell yeah. Oh, standby. Let me fix something. I'm running a professional broadcast here, motherfucker. You know it. Stoner and Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 33. Welcome, everyone. Listening, no matter where you're listening, there's tons of platforms. I'm not going to go through them all. All information on the show at stonerandjesus.net. We are streaming live right now on Twitter and Periscope, as we do every Sunday night at stonerandjesus420 on Twitter and on Periscope. That's awesome. If you want to listen to the audio version of the show, it's always free. Full two-hour show we do every Sunday night, stonerjesus.net. Also, cannabisradio.com. And, of course, if you want to watch the full two-hour video of the show, you have to be a patron on our Patreon, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Go see us on there. As I said, all information on the show, stonerjesus.net. Come check us out. We're on a bunch of new social media networks. Those are all linked. At least most of them are linked to stonerjesus.net. The important ones, in any case. Of course, the most important of all, many of you are watching right now, Twitter and Periscope. Share, retweet. If you want to interact with the show, Barbara Mitch said, hey, and Periscope. I don't know how well this Periscope works on the web. It doesn't seem to work all that well. I think it works better in the app. Give the hearts, because that's important. The hearts. It's very important. On Periscope, I haven't figured out why yet, but it is. So hearts, man, hearts. And of course, like and retweet and everything on Twitter. Ton of shit going tonight. Hour one, we have a voicemail from St. Peter coming up. He was at a St. Patrick's Day party last night, and he called me during it. Very epic, apparently. Apparently, St. Peter's having an epic fucking time while I'm here slogging away on this dopey fucking podcast. I'm sorry. I say dopey fucking podcast. I meant awesome. Awesome show. Also, coming up, the return of Deepak Hawking. You're saying, Stoner Jesus, who the fuck is Deepak Hawking? Well, I'll tell you. Don't cuss at me. Don't cuss at me. Barbara Mitch says, it ain't skipping. That's good. I always worry about the stream and if you're not being heard right and all that stuff. So you can tweet me, comment in the Periscope, whatever. Let me know how the show sounds. You can also email the show, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. And if you're on Facebook, join our group for the show where the hardcore fans of the show are. That is Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. As I said, this is chapter 1, verse 33. It is March 18th, 2018, the day after St. Patrick's Day. Also, a little bit later in hour one, we're talking about the OJ confession, question mark. Also, his response to the so-called confession. And I'll tell you my thoughts about OJ. Back in the day, man, if you're old enough to remember what it was like when OJ was on trial for murder, it was an event unlike any other in American history. I'll tell you about that for you youngins. You youngins can gather around the stream, gather around the podcatcher, whatever you're listening on, your iPod, your phone, your tablet, computer, your smart TV. I think that pretty much covers it. You can gather around, you youngins, you childrens, and I'll tell you the tale of O.J. Simpson being on trial. Because when O.J. Simpson was on trial, I was about 15 years old, so I remember it well. My dad was very into it. Stoner Pops. He was very, very into it. So I'll talk about that coming up. Also, in the second hour, which you can only get on video if you're a patron of the show, patreon.com/stonerjesus, 420. Go check us out on there. I'll be adding more archive stuff soon, just all kinds of stuff on Patreon. patreon.com/stonerjesus420. In the second hour, so get the video if you want. We'll talk about a Would You Rather poll I had up on Twitter, spring edition. I think it went well. Talk about that. Also, stories about a penis museum, Charlie Manson's body, and a dog with a human face. God damn, doesn't that sound interesting? Also, a classic interview I did back in the day, the radio personality Ralph Sutton. He runs a Guest Digital podcast network now, guestdigitalnetwork.com. Go check that out. All of that is coming up. But first, before we go to break and talk to, and hear from our awesome sponsors, my show sponsors, Cannabis Radio sponsors, they're all awesome. StonerJesus.net. Click my sponsor banners. They support us, so go support them. St. Peter was at a St. Patrick's Day party last night. He left a voicemail just to, I guess, to rub it in my face to show me that he's leading such a grand fucking life. And I'm the douchebag who's sitting here streaming on Twitter and motherfucking Periscope. Anyway, St. Peter, he hasn't been here for months. He's been off finding himself, answering questions about the totality of the universe. I don't know. We'll get into more deep shit with Deepak Hawking in the next segment. But St. Peter has been off doing shit. He leaves voicemails periodically. Sometimes he just sends me a series of disjointed. Is that a word? It seems like a word St. Peter would use. Disjumbled, disjointed text messages with horrible spelling and grammatical and punctuation errors, which I have to clear up and read. But tonight, thankfully, he left a voicemail, so he's not a total fucking asshole. Here's a voicemail from St. Peter from last night from a St. Patrick's Day party.
Hey, Jesus. It's me, Peter. I don't know if you can hear me really well. It's really loud here. I'm at a St. Patrick's Day party. Really cool. A lot of people here. I've been drinking a lot of bit with the people here at the party. I've been drinking, Jesus.
A lot of bit.
St. Patrick's Day party. Hanging with a lot of cool people. I'm cool, Jesus. I'm cool. Anyway, Jesus, I'm, I gotta tell you about the party also. I'm on my way there soon. I'll be back to do like bits and skits and whatever. What was it I did there? Check this, Jesus. It's a new phrase I picked up from my homies. Check this, Jesus. I met a chick. It's a really hot chick at this party right now. I mean, she's really, really drunk. Like, really, really drunk. Like, I'm really drunk. But she's like really, really drunk. You know what I'm saying, Jesus? So I think I got a pretty good, shot. And, you know, getting it in. Anyway, Jesus, a lot of, like, Irish people here, which I gather, I don't remember, I guess, that St. Patrick's Day is, like, some kind of Irish holiday or whatever. But anyway, there's a lot going on here. Anyway, Jesus, we're playing this drinking game called, what's it called?
She's so long.
It's called Shot Potato. It's like they play the music and they pass around this shot. And then when the music stops, you gotta drink the shot. It's actually quite clever, Jesus. Because it's like hot potato. You should pass around the potato, but it's shot potato because you're passing around a shot of liquor. And then when the music stops, you drink the shot. Did I mention that part, Jesus? The music stops, you drink the shot. Anyway, this chick's like, I think this chick's ready to go, Jesus. So I'm gonna get off.
Oh my God.
Cook it off in her. You get it, Jesus? That's funny. That's comedy. That's what you should do. Fuck you, Jesus.
There we go. Little user error there. Couple counts. Audio-wise, for the going into commercial, I fucked that up. And then also audio-wise, with not turning on the goddamn microphone. I try to limit my commentary when there's a St. Peter voicemail. Because, you know, I think I stepped on his joke, too. Oh, well, I don't give a shit. I go back and rewind it and play his dumb joke. But fuck his joke. Fuck you, Peter. Asshole. I don't give a shit. Barbara Mitch said the year he graduated when OJ killed. Hey, now. Allegedly. He allegedly almost decapitated his ex-wife and killed her friend. But the confession thing, it's very creepy. We'll talk about that coming up. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 33. Do we have words from our sponsors? Coming up, go check out their banners, as I said, on stonerjesus.net. Go check out the CannabisRadio.com sponsors as well, and all the other great podcasts on CannabisRadio.com. If you're watching on Twitter and Periscope, share, heart, all that stuff. You can comment on the Periscope thing. You can comment on Twitter, whatever. Got a chance to talk to Deepak Hawking. He's returned to the show earlier in honor of Stephen Hawking dying. Deepak Hawking, I did an interview with him earlier. We'll play that when we come back here on the Stoner Jesus Show. Don't go nowhere, you fucking dick nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here again to tell you about another great sponsor of the show, Pipler Sanitizing Tissues. Click that clean and sanitized banner on stonerjesus.net. Pipler Tissues are specifically formulated wipes that will clean and remove resin and sanitize any of your smoking accessories. It's vegan, it's alcohol-free, which means it's not flammable, and it's great for social settings. It kills 99.9% of disease-causing germs within seconds. And as I said, it's specifically formulated to clean out the resin and tar from your smoking devices. Click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net and make sure you follow Pipler Tissues on Twitter, P-I-P-L-E-R Tissues on Twitter. Find them on Amazon. Just click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net and get your disinfecting wipes. They'll work for any smoking accessory or mouthpiece all in one wipe. Pipler Tissues, great new sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Core Lore 420. Check out corelore420.com, K-O-R-L-O-R-420.com, or simply click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10. For 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore, no minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing, get to extracting. Check out Core Lore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Do you want to get in on the booming cannabis industry? With New Frontier Data, we give industry insiders the power of big data analytics to help navigate this rapidly growing and changing landscape. New Frontier's tools help you make critical decisions based on the facts. Our industry analyst reports reveal the best opportunities, our custom research engagements deliver answers to the most difficult questions, and our cutting-edge big data platform, Equio, puts real-time information and answers you need right at your fingertips. Go to www.equio.io and sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. What up, bitches? We're back, Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 33. Streaming live on the Twitter and the Periscope. March 18th, 2018. Welcome to the show, everybody, and chilling. Thanks for chilling with us. Coming up, we're going to get into OJ, the saga of OJ. As I said, you know, wake the kids if they're asleep. Get them up. Say Stoner Jesus is going to tell you the saga of OJ. So get your asses up and gather around the iPod or whatever you're listening to or watching this show with or on or whatever. Fucking get them up. They want to hear the tale of O.J. Simpson. It was very important shit that happened back in the day. We'll play his news story involving his confession, his hypothetical confession. Ass of Elo 8. Scope chat. I think I'm saying that right. Excuse me. Ass of Elot 8. Ass of Elot 8. It's cool. It's a dope name. Welcome everybody watching, listening, all that. Of course, you want the full 2 hours of the show on video. You have to be a patron of the show. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420 to become a patron. We'll talk about OJ, his so-called confession, his hypothetical confession, his response to it being played. I guess it was a little over a week ago, maybe a week ago. I think it was Sunday night. I think it was being played while I was doing the show last week. So I'm a little behind when it comes to the news, but that's fine. I'm not a newscaster. I'm a guy who wears stupid hats and does a podcast. Listen to the stupid hat. This is a pretty dope fucking hat. As a matter of fact, those of you who called it stupid, because I think it was just me, I called it stupid. But it's not stupid. I'm very insecure about my headwear. Don't bring it up. It's a sensitive subject. Anyway, before we get to OJ, and I'll tell you about my experience with the OJ case back in the day and what I remember about it, and all of that, his hypothetical confession, his response, all of that, earlier tonight, as you may know, as I definitely, as a professional broadcaster, should segue to another subject, Stephen Hawking died recently. I guess maybe about a week ago, maybe a little more. I don't know. I don't really keep track. Stephen Hawking passed away. We used to have a character on this show we did back in the day called Deepak Hawking. Deepak Hawking is very deep. He's very enigmatic. Simpath4. Welcome to the little chat area. Anyway, Deepak Hawking, just the wisdom will just blow your mind. So we had Deepak Hawking on quite a few times. The Hawking part comes from the voice, you know, the robot voice. You get very deep enunciations, little snippets from Deepak Hawking. Deepak Hawking has a very tight schedule. He's a public speaker. He's writing books. He's written like 6,000 books, just doing all kinds of shit. He's very busy, but sometimes he comes on the show. We haven't had him on for a while. So I wanted to get him on the show. So earlier tonight, I got a chance to ever so briefly get Deepak Hawking on the phone, and it was very magical and very wisdom. I was going to say wisdom inducing, but that's not right. It's very wisdom giving. I was wisdom receiving from Deepak Hawking. Is that? Yeah, that's the right video. I thought I brought up the wrong video. That would have been embarrassing. I was talking about how smart Deepak Hawking is. I'm smart. Not dumb. Like everybody says, I'm smart. So anyway, Deepak Hawking, I talked on the phone with earlier. Then we'll go to break. Then we'll be back before the stream ends to talk about the live free stream on Twitter and Periscope Sunday nights at StonerJesus 420, hour one of the show. We'll talk about OJ and all that before we end the live stream tonight. But right now, from earlier, my little talk with Deepak Hawking, Just get ready. Just get fucking ready for the wisdom. All right. On the phone, we have Deepak Hawking. It's been a while since Deepak Hawking has been on the show. Many, many months. Maybe more than a year. I'm not sure. People ask, why? Why have you not had Deepak Hawking on the show, Stoner Jesus? And, sometimes it's too much wisdom. Sometimes it's too much wisdom for people to handle. So you have to take a break, step back a little bit. But I figure bands, with the recent passing of Stephen Hawking, who's one of the inspirations for our own Deepak Hawking, that we would get Deepak Hawking on the phone and talk to him about what's going on in the world, maybe a little bit about Stephen Hawking. You can't channel Deepak Hawking. He goes where he wants, he says what he wants, and it's always profound. Even if it takes you years to get it, you will get it someday. So without further ado, on the phone, Deepak Hawking. Deepak, how's it going?
Each of us gives rise to descriptions of silence.
I don't know what that means. But again, I don't have to know what it means. All that matters is that Deepak Hawking is giving you wisdom. Maybe if you don't get it a day, a week, a month from now, you will get it. You will understand the wisdom of Deepak Hawking. Deepak, what else you got?
Knowledge is a modality of incredible external reality.
Okay. I kind of get that one. Knowledge, external reality. Yeah. Okay. That's pretty good. Do you have any thoughts, Deepak, on the passing of Stephen Hawking?
The future is the continuity of precious fulfillment.
The future. Stephen Hawking doesn't have a future. He's dead. I think maybe that was a swipe at Stephen Hawking. I don't know. What do I know? I'm not as brilliant as Deepak Hawking. As I said, I haven't been on the show for a long time. It's a segment we did a lot because but the wisdom has got to be overwhelming. It was overwhelming wisdom from Deepak Hawking. Deepak, I know your time is limited. I want to thank you for coming on the show and on such short notice. And do you have anything else of wisdom you'd like to tell us about?
Information results from humble success.
Right. Well, yeah, okay. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's one of those ones I'm about to ponder. I have to ponder that some, Deepak.
Eternal stillness projects onto unbridled sexual energy.
Is that, what? Is that a sexual reference? Well, that's weird. I think it's the first sexual reference we've ever had from Deepak Hawking here on the show. So listen, we're not down for that kind of raunchiness here on the Stoner Jesus Show. We're going to keep it above board, keep it on the level. Any passing, in honor of Stephen Hawking, Mr. Deepak Hawking, any final words for people and who are listening to the Stoner Jesus Show?
Intuition constructs your own positivity.
Wow. Really couldn't have said it better myself. Deepak Hawking, Stoner Jesus Show. Thank you, Mr. Hawking. Mr. Hawking, he's gone. He's gone. Okay. All right. What? I know, bye. He never says bye. I shouldn't be too sensitive about it. He never says goodbye. He's here. He dispenses his wisdom. He's gone. That's it. You're welcome. You're welcome for the wisdom you just received.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20 and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. That's all one word, stonerjesus, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. Stonerjesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having Hemptations.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
Hello everyone, Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on StonerJesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on StonerJesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on StonerJesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on StonerJesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption.
Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Vuber way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Fuck yeah. Jamming. Jamming, son. That's right. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 33. Welcome back, everybody. We're streaming live on Twitter and Periscope at Stoner Jesus 420, as we do every single Sunday night. It's March 18th, 2018. And on this particular Sunday night, welcome, everyone. If you want the full 2 hours of the podcast on audio, of course, stonerjesus.net. That'll be posted tomorrow. Then it goes to cannabisradio.com, Stitcher, all of those platforms, of course. StonerJesus.net, if you want to check out our social media pages, a bunch of links there to social media and other stuff on StonerJesus.net. So go check that out. Hour two coming up. If you want hour two on video, you have to be a patron of the show, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. We're going to have that Would You Rather Spring Edition. Do the polls on Twitter. A little interaction with the fans, with the homies, with the Dick Nuggets. So we'll talk about that coming up. Also, stories about the Penis Museum, Charlie Manson's body, and more. And then a classic interview I did with back in the day with Ralph Sutton, who's a radio personality, does the SDR show, runs Gas Digital Network, the podcast network, gasdigitalnetwork.com. If you had to go check him out, interviewed him a couple years ago, cool dude. Play that interview at the end of hour two. This, of course, is hour one. That is why it is being streamed for free on Twitter and on Periscope. Now, as promised, the tale of OJ. Before we talk about this OJ confession, the so-called OJ confession, and then his response to the so-called confession, I'll tell you my perspective on OJ. I'm 38 years old, so I was around 14 or 15 when all the OJ shit went down. Now, before OJ was accused of double murder, to backtrack all the way to the beginning, O.J. Simpson was one of the most well-liked people in the world, especially in the United States. He was a football star, a football hero, great guy. He was funny in the Naked Gun movies. He was the Hertz car rental guy where he would jump over stuff, trying to get to his flight or whatever. O.J. Simpson was the type of black guy that could walk into the middle of a Ku Klux Klan rally, and all the dumb racists would be like, holy shit, it's O.J. Simpson. I fucking love you, O.J. Can I have your autograph? Would you like my seat to enjoy the festivities? What can we do to make you more comfortable, O.J.? Everybody fucking loved O.J. Simpson. In 1993, everybody loved O.J. Simpson. He was the most popular person ever. Everybody loved O.J. Simpson, as I've said many times. So he established that. So June of 1994... I remember watching, it was a headline news. Cable was still kind of a new thing. There was like 20 or 30 channels. I don't know how many. CNN headline news has a breaking news story that O.J. Simpson's ex-wife was murdered in Los Angeles. I remember telling my dad, I think that's weird, you know, O.J.'s wife. So then, of course, a couple days later, O.J.'s accused of murder. He's in the Bronco. They break into the NBA playoff game. I believe it was the Knicks game I was watching. The slow OJ chase in the white Bronco with Al Cowling's driving. And then the trial. The trial of OJ. The dream team. OJ lines up Johnny Cochran, Robert Shapiro, F. Lee Bailey, Alan Dershowitz. Tons of Kardashian dude. All those people. Greatest amalgamation of lawyers ever. And then the trial. The trial of O.J. Simpson was 9 months long. And when I tell you, those of you who remember, this was a little bit later, if you're a little bit younger, you may remember the news covers that 9/11 got. You have that, you know that picture in your mind. I have to explain that. The amount of news covers that the 9/11 attacks on New York and Washington, D.C. and the field in Pennsylvania, the news coverage those got, I would not be exaggerating to say that O.J. Simpson got the same level of news coverage. O.J. Simpson's trial got the same level of news coverage as 9/11. Now, again, cable was very new. There was no internet, really. I think AOL was in the early stages of their shit, and there was chat rooms and message boards and stuff. But not many people were on the internet. So it was newspapers, radio, broadcast television, and cable TV, which is about, like I said, 20 or 30 channels, whatever it was. There was CNN, ESPN, shit like that, CNN headline news. The early days of cable channels, the relatively early. The coverage of O.J. Simpson's trial was wall to wall. All the broadcast networks preempted all their soap operas and daytime game shows and played the O.J. trial. Court TV got its start playing the O.J. trial. Fox News, CNN, I don't remember if MSNBC was around back then, they might have been, all played the entirety of the O.J. trial. Radio stations, you could get five or six, and I live in Cincinnati, the Cincinnati area. You can get fucking five or six different radio stations playing the audio of the O.J. trial. Every newspaper, every magazine, every cable channel, just about, especially if they covered news or sports. Every single media outlet covered the O.J. Simpson trial, start to finish, wall to wall, whatever you want to call it. 9 months of nothing but constant O.J. coverage. And in the end, of course, as everyone knows, he was found not guilty, despite the fact that there seemed to be a lot of evidence pointing to his guilt. A lot of blood at his house, the bloody glove at his house, DNA, you know, at the scene, his DNA or whatnot. And then, you know, it's just, I could go, you know, I could do an hour on, you know, the trial and what happened and all that shit. But what is also easy, something to remember, is at the time, the way everyone was, excuse me, was divided along racial lines. Like 95% of white people thought he was guilty and 95% of black people thought he didn't do it. And there was a lot of doubt. And then Mark Furman apparently liked to throw the word nigger around a lot on recordings. So that cast reasonable doubt. And in the end, the jury said O.J. was not guilty. He was found guilty in a civil trial. And, you know, like, you know, as you know, years later, he was charged with armed robbery for stealing back memorabilia that someone had stole from him and did time in prison. And now he's out. Anyway, brings us to last Sunday. Fox plays this interview from O.J. That O.J. did back in 2006 with Judith Regan, who's a book publisher, Simon & Schuster. There was back in the day. She published Rush Limbaugh's book and Howard Stern's books. In any case, O.J. wrote a book back then called If I Did It, which I guess was a hypothetical way that if he did do this murder, that this is how it would have went down. Which is weird in itself. It's fucking weird. If you didn't kill someone, to do a book on hypothetically how you would have done it or could have done it, that's just weird all the way around. So anyway, he's doing the hypothetical thing during this interview. And he's going into great detail. And at some point, you know, he stops reiterating that it's hypothetical and he's just giving this like really deep detail on, you know, if he did this crime, this double murder, this is how it would have went down. And Fox played it last Sunday, so it's beginning, you know, it went viral, obviously, because it's fucking O.J. and people still, you know, want to know about O.J. And it's just weird. It's very weird and it's very creepy. So we're going to check out this video and then we'll check out O.J.'s response to Fox running the interview.
This newly released O.J. Simpson interview was first taped in 2006 to promote his controversial book, If I Did It. The interview aired overnight, and we see Simpson discussing in some chilling detail how the murders might have gone down. ABC's Adrian Bankert is here with the story. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning to you too, George. It's the newest take in a story that continues to resurface, but the interview has people wondering, was this long-lost tape a real murder confession from O.J. Simpson?
I know the facts better than anyone.
The question still being asked nearly 25 years later. Did O.J. Simpson commit murder?
I don't think any two people could be murdered the way they were without everybody being covered in blood.
Simpson speaks about the 1994 murders of former wife Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman as if he were there.
Why don't you tell me what might have happened on the night of June 12th, 1994?
First of all, this is very difficult for me to do this. It was very difficult for me because it's hypothetical.
The 2006 interview, part of a two...
Yes, again, he reiterates many, many times that it's hypothetical. But why do it? Why write the book and then why do an interview to where you're talking about how you would have killed them if you killed them? Is it arrogance? Does he think that it's going to make people like him again? They're going to love OJ again? Because this is how he would have tried to chop off his ex-wife's head with a knife? It's all very weird. Very weird.
2-hour special on Fox titled O.J. Simpson, The Lost Confession. He speaks candidly about his book, If I Did It, a fictionalized hypothetical confession to the murders he was acquitted of in the now historic blockbuster trial.
Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
It's a fantastic idea. Fantastic. I'm acquitted of these murders, but let me write a fictionalized account of how I would have killed those motherfuckers if I had the chance and if I did it.
Some of his answers, chilling.
You put on a wool cap and gloves.
In hypothetical, I put on a cap and gloves.
Simpson says for the first time, he was accompanied by a friend named Charlie in his so-called hypothetical retelling.
I always kept a knife in the car for the crazies and stuff.
So, in his hypothetical, he's got someone with him. He's conjured a friend in the hypothetical. And he's got a knife because people are crazy. And as he says, you know, you can't carry guns.
You can't travel with a gun. And I remember Charlie saying, you ain't bringing that. And I didn't, right? But I believe.
Charlie was like, OJ, don't kill this bitch. I was like, Charlie, shut the fuck up, man. I got some problems that I'm working out here. Go wait in the fucking Bronco.
He took it.
Charlie took the knife?
Yeah. In the book.
OJ.
In the book, Charlie, who does not exist. Hypothetical guy, Charlie, does not exist. He took the knife.
Calls exchanging words with Ron Goldman, who had shown up at his ex-wife's...
Hypothetically, I was like, Ron Goldman, you here to fuck my bitch? Step up, dog. Step up.
Home.
I just remember Nicole fell and hurt herself. And this guy kind of got into a karate thing.
So basically, here he stops saying, you know, it's hypothetical. He starts saying, you know, I did this and this happened and this happened. So really it's just an audio clip of him talking about the brutal double murder of his ex-wife and her friend, which is as creepy as it gets.
And I said, well, you think you can kick my ass? And I remember I grabbed a knife.
I'm OJ Simpson, motherfucker. You best step off. I will double murder the fuck out of you.
I do remember that portion, taking a knife from Charlie. And to be honest, after that, I don't remember. Except I'm standing there and there's all kind of stuff around. And
he's like, I don't remember. I lost the memory of it. Hypothetically. Allegedly. Of course.
And,
what kind of stuff?
Charlie. Charlie fucked up. Charlie's supposed to be there to help. Charlie didn't help shit.
Butt and stuff around. You know, I hate to say this, but this is hypothetical. I'm sorry. I know we got to back up again.
Right. You're right.
What the fuck is he laughing about? What is so goddamn funny? I guess maybe something Charlie said. I don't know. He's like, yeah, oh man, Charlie, we were coming home from this fucking murder. I was covered in blood. And Charlie told this fucking joke. I was like, oh, Charlie, nah, man. You're too much, Charlie. You're too much.
About removing a glove before taking the knife. From Charlie?
You know, I had no conscious memory of doing that, but...
Why isn't Charlie in prison? Where's Charlie?
Obviously, I must have because they found a glove there.
Charlie the interview didn't...
Yeah, they did. They found a glove at OJ's house. Bloody glove.
Originally aired due to public backlash.
In the book, you described taking off your shoes, your pants, and your shirt and dropping it in a bundle. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Social media erupting overnight. One viewer writes, yes, this is a confession to murder. Another tweeting, OJ has details and speaks in first person more often than not. His lawyer tells ABC News a lot.
He's got Charlie. He's got fucking Charlie.
A lot of people think OJ Simpson is still actively involved in this. He's not and wants nothing to do with this in 2018.
Now, the executive producer of the special says the families of the victims gave their blessing to show the interview. You might recall a judge ruled the rights of Simpson's book go to the family of Ron Goldman. But obviously still a ton of interest in this story.
That's hard to watch.
Yeah, it's not hard to watch. It's disconcerting. That's for sure. There's definitely no doubt about that. It's some weird shit. Now, as they talked about a little bit there at the end, OJ did respond to his quote-unquote confession. And to be fair, he kept saying, you know, it's hypothetical. But, again, you can also see how it comes across as really, really fucking creepy. Anyway, stories from TMZ Sports. It says, if I did it, was not a confession. Well, obviously, the name of the book would have just been, I did it. O.J. Simpson insists his If I Did It TV special was not a confession of murder, and says the people on the show were all a bunch of haters. I'm describing this fucking double murder, killing this bitch, and they all hating on me. Simpson gave his first sit-down interview since leaving prison to the Buffalo News and gave his own take on O.J. Simpson, the lost confession. When people want to make money or get ratings, they're going to pimp me. I'm going to get pimped. Simpson says his friends had been teasing him about the show and whether or not it was a real confession. Really? His friend Charlie? They've been teasing him? Teasing the juice? Hey, did you really kill that bitch or what? Oh, I'm just joshing you, bro. Just joshing you. Listen, if I confessed 12 years ago, you would have heard about it 12 years ago. When asked if he watched the Fox special, Simpson replied, I watched nothing of me. I didn't watch the Fox special because I knew they were all haters and people will say that things are just not true and there's nobody there to challenge them and that would piss me off. Oh, you don't want to piss OJ off. He will fuck you up. That's right. Almost to the back. Almost decapitation. He says, so why watch it? It's a beautiful day. I'm about to go play golf. Why should I have some crap in my mind? You've got to let it go. It's so true. It's so true. When you double murder people, and people still want to be hating on you years later about it, you just got to move on. Go play some golf. It's a tough gig for OJ. He's having a tough time. Oh, fuck. So anyway, thanks everybody for checking us out. This is going to be the end of the live stream. We'll play some web wisdom. I'll explain that in a second. If you want more information on the show, stonerjesus.net. Come check us out. All the social media links, all that stuff. Thanks to everybody who watches, listens, everything. If you're listening to Hour 1, go check out Hour 2 on stonerjesus.net in audio form. If you want to watch the full 2-hour video that we do every Sunday night, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. So thanks to everybody listening and watching on the Twitter and Periscope live stream at stonerjesus420. We do it every Sunday night. We're going to leave you all with some web wisdom and continue on with the second hour of the show, continue recording. Web wisdom, basically, in a nutshell, is something that's a little out of kilter with the rest of the show. It's something that's political, something that maybe is designed to maybe have you look at something in a different way. If you're watching the live stream or you're listening to Hour 1, if you don't want to get into that bullshit, you want to hear anything, tonight's about free trade. It's a little mashup, because free trade's been in the news a lot lately, and tariffs and whatnot. It's a mashup of Donald Trump debating Nobel Prize winning economist Milton Friedman on trade. Of course, Milton Friedman takes the free trade side, and Donald Trump is the tariff side dude. That's coming up. If you want to listen to that, just go on an hour or two, whether in audio or video form. Thanks, everybody, for checking us out every Sunday night. And thanks, everybody, for spreading the word about stonerjesus.net. It is very, very awesome of you. We'll be here, like I said, every Sunday night. You can spread the word about the podcast. Check out the Marijuana Times show. Search Marijuana Times on YouTube and Facebook. And, of course, marijuanatimes.org as well. Go become a patron. patreon.com/stonerjesus420. That would be dope of you if you went and did that. You get all the video versions, the chapter and verse versions of the show on video. Get all the full 2-hour versions of the show we do every Sunday night. Archives. Just a ton of shit. Go check it out. patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Now some web wisdom about free trade. A little free trade debate. Politics, bitch. We'll see you next week. Peace, bitches.
I'll be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. I'll take them back from China, from Japan, from Mexico. Ford is building a $2.5 billion factory, car plant, manufacturing plant for cars, trucks, and parts. in Mexico.
How do you keep them?
You put a penalty on, a tariff or whatever you call it, and believe me, China's doing it to us. China dumps all their stuff with us, and I'm not complaining about that, but I have friends that are manufacturers. They cannot get their product into China. So if they're going to do it to us, we have to do it to them.
And they'll say, but then my car's going to cost more for your people.
No, you know what? They're going to make cars here. And maybe a person will buy fewer cars over the course of a lifetime. Who cares? If you look at what countries like China are doing to this country, they are eating our lunch. We're building China. We are really building China because everything we make is made in China or other countries. It's not made here. We don't make things anymore. We don't make, as an example, I ordered thousands of windows the other week, a couple of weeks ago. They're made in China. I said, does anybody make windows like in this country, in North Carolina, in Alabama, in Oregon, in places that used to make windows? They don't make them anymore. We're building China by ordering all of their products.
One of the things that baffles me is the extent to which people regard the trade deficit as a bad thing. Let's go back. The Japanese have a very large trade deficit. They have a surplus, from their point of view, a deficit for, what is it, $50 billion? I mean, now, what have they been doing with that $50 billion over the last 10 years?
Giving it to us.
They've been making Americans rich. They've been buying golf courses at inflated prices. They've been buying property at inflated prices. Almost every one of their investments has gone sour. How have we been hurt by that? When I look at legal legislation, it almost always seems to me that legislation is enacted to benefit a small group at the expense of a large group. Free trade is a way of benefiting a large group at the expense of a small group. But politically, a small group always speaks with a bigger voice. If you were to take a referendum in this country, take a free trade issue, take any free trade issue you want. Suppose at the time one of my heroes, Mr. Reagan, made the great mistake of going along with voluntary import quotas on Japanese cars. Suppose you had a referendum of all automobile users in the United States, which said, are you willing to pay $2,000 extra a car in order to retain a few extra jobs in Michigan in the automobile industry? Do you really think you would have gotten an overwhelming vote in favor of that?
When was the last time anybody saw us beating, let's say, China in a trade deal? They kill us. I beat China all the time. All the time. When did we beat Japan at anything? They send their cars over by the millions. And what do? When was the last time you saw a Chevrolet in Tokyo? It doesn't exist, folks.
If we have more free trade, we benefit. Look,
well,
are you worse off
to the extent
because Japan is more productive? On the contrary. If Japan is more productive, they have goods and services that you can buy from them at better prices. And they have more money and more resources to buy goods and services from us or to invest in our country.
At least they got our dollars they got to do something with.
They got to do something. What are they going to do with the dollars?
We have a huge trade imbalance with many countries. But if you use China as an example, they're eating our lunch. When people talk about free trade, like you just say, oh, that's tariff, that's... Well, I don't mind a tariff on a country that's got billions and billions of dollars of surplus. We are rebuilding China. We're rebuilding China because we order so much. We're so big. We're ordering so much product from them.
The key, the reason why people are so mixed up, in my opinion, about free trade, there are two reasons. One is the propaganda from the producers. But the other is that they don't recognize the role of a floating exchange rate. As something, suppose for a moment, in the vision that people give, that everything in Japan was cheaper than everything in the United States. Okay? And so we want to buy all of Japan. They're willing to sell us. And they get dollars. But they don't want to buy anything in the United States because we're all too expensive. What are they going to do with those dollars? They're going to try to buy yen. How can they buy yen? only by offering a better price for yen. But as they offer a better price for yen, the Japanese goods get more expensive and the U.S. goods get less expensive. You can't compare costs between countries. The costs here are in dollars, the costs there are in yen. And which is cheaper depends on what the exchange rate is. And the exchange rate balances in moves in such a way as to make sure that everybody who wants to get dollars can get them, everybody who wants to get yens can get them.
You would impose tariffs on some products like 35% on Ford cars made in Mexico. The Wall Street Journal says that you are running as, quote, the most anti-trade candidate since Herbert Hoover.
Okay, so here's the story. First of all, the Wall Street Journal was bought for $5 billion. It's now worth $500 million, okay? They don't have to tell me what to do.
The U.S. has become a dumping ground for everybody else's problems.
The reason why Japan has had a balance of payment surplus has nothing to do with all the nonsense you hear about dumping and all the rest. It has to do with the fact that they've been saving a larger fraction of their income than we have. And they have to do something with their savings. And the opportunities for investing it at home are limited. And so the investments in the United States are more attractive to them. I assure you that if our rate of saving were to get to be higher than theirs, we'd have the surplus and they'd have the deficit.
In my opinion, you tax China. China is taking advantage of this country unbelievably. Now, I say you put a 25% tax on everything that's made in China.
That's a tariff.
And then the
trade war.
That's right. And you know what? I'd love to have a. How are they going to retaliate?
Well, you know how much loans, you know how much money we owe China right now?
1 year of this tax and we don't owe them anything. 1 year of this tax and we don't owe them anything. Well,
you know, I want to tell you the best argument I've ever heard for free trade. And this comes from Henry George. Henry George was a single taxer who wrote Progress and Poverty, the great book, a bestseller of the 1890s. He wrote once, it's a very interesting thing. In time of war, we blockade our enemies in order to prevent them from getting goods from us. In time of peace, we do to ourselves by tariffs what we do to our enemy in time of war. Isn't that a marvelous way of putting it?